Similarly, whatever Brahmana speaks cannot be changed. It must end. The learned sages who were priests at Maharaj Nadu's sacrifice were not only brahmanas, but were so qualified that they were like devas, demigods, or God himself. If this were not the case, how could they invite Lord Vishnu to come to the sacrificial arena? God is one, and God does not belong to this or that religion. In Kali Yuga, different religious sects consider their God to be different from the God of others, but that is not possible. God is one, and he is appreciated according to different angles of vision. In this verse, the word Kaya Balya means that God has no competitor. There is only one God. In Svetasvatara Upanishad, it is said, Na tatsamaschavi tikaschadrishyate, no one is found to be equal to him or greater than him. That is the definition of God. I say to him, since I cannot find anyone equal to me, I shall personally expand myself into a plenary portion and thus advent myself in the womb of Merodevi, the wife of Maharaj Nadi, the son of Agnitra. But this is an example of the omnipotence of the Supreme Personality of God. Although he is one without a second, he expands himself by Svamsa, his personal expansion, sometimes by Vibhinamsa, or a separated expansion. Lord Vishnu herein agrees to send his personal expansion as the son of Merodevi, the wife of Maharaj Nadi, who was the son of Agnindra. The Ritvija, the priest, knew that God is one, yet they prayed for the Supreme Lord to become the son of Maharaj Nadi to let the Lord know that the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of God, is one without a second. When he incarnates, he expands himself with different potencies. Sukadeva Goswami continued, after saying this, the Lord disappeared. The wife of King Nadi, Queen Merodevi, was sitting by the side of her husband constantly. She would hear everything the Supreme Lord had spoken. According to Vedic injunction, one should perform sacrifice in the company of one's own wife. Sapatnik go dharanam acharet, religious ritual should be performed with one's wife. Therefore, Maharaj Nadi conducted this great sacrifice with his wife by his side. O Vishnu Datta, Maharaj Purisha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was pleased by the great sages of that sacrifice. Consequently, the Lord decided to personally exhibit the method of executing religious principles and also satisfy Maharaj Nadi's desire. Consequently, he appeared as the son of Merodevi in his original spiritual form, which is above the most material nature. Wherefore, when the Supreme Lord appears and descends as an incarnation within this material world, he does not accept a body made of the three modes of material nature. Mayavadi philosophers say that the impersonal God appears in this material world by accepting the body and sattva gun. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti states that the word sukla means consisting of sudasattva. Lord Vishnu descends in his sudasattva form. Sudasattva refers to the sattva gun which is never contaminated. In this material world, even the mode of goodness is contaminated by tinges of rajagun and tamagun. When sattva-gun is never contaminated by rajagun and tamagun, it is called shuddha-sattva. Sattvam vishuddham vasudeva sapitam. That is the platform of Vasudeva, whereby the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, can be experienced. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna himself says, whenever and wherever there is a divine religious practice, O descendant of Bharata and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. And like ordinary living energy, the Supreme Lord is not forced by the most material nature to appear. He appears, dharmam darshayatu kama, to show how to execute the functions of a human being. The word dharma is meant for human beings and is never meant in connection with beings inferior to human beings, such as animals. Unfortunately, without being guided by the Supreme Lord, human beings sometimes manufacture a process of dharma by concoction. Actually, dharma cannot be made by man. Dharma tu sachat bhagava pranitam. Dharma is given by the Supreme Personality of God, just as the law is given by the state government. Man-made dharma has no meaning. Srimad Bhagavatam refers to man-made dharma as kaitava dharma, cheating religion. The Supreme Lord sends an avatar to teach human society the proper way to execute religious principles. Such religious principles are bhakti marga. As the Supreme Lord himself says in Bhagavad Gita, Savardhamra Paritha Jamamekam Sharanam Raja, the son of Maharaj Nadi, Vrishabhadeva, appeared on the earth to preach the principles of religion. That will be explained in the fifth chapter of this fifth canto. Thus in the Bhagavad-gita purports the fifth canto, the third chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vrishabhadeva's appearance in the womb of Merodevi, the wife of Srimad Nadi. So this is the last part of the chapter, which finally explains the appearance of Rishabhadev. So here the priest stopped speaking, and then the Lord began to speak. And of course, the Lord understood the desire of the priest. He also understood their sentiments. And he praised them for being truthful, that they actually wanted to get a son for Maharaj Nabi. So he praises them as being very truthful by admitting that. To have a son like the Lord is very difficult. The Lord is full of all wonderful qualities. At the same time, the Lord says that, well, you've prayed in this way, so I shouldn't in any way refuse your request, since you're highly qualified Brahmanas. So therefore, I can't find a human being or a jiva who has my wonderful qualities. So therefore, I will come personally as Maharaj Nabi's son. And so rather than have a person like the Supreme Lord, which is impossible because no one can equal the Supreme Lord, instead of trying to find someone like that, better that I come myself. So this is why the Lord appeared. Now the priests and King Nabi, of course, didn't say the Lord must be my son, but they wanted a son like the Lord. But instead of that, the Lord is saying, I will come personally as your son. So, though Maharaj Nabi and the priest had one desire, the Lord actually did something much greater than that. By offering to himself appear as the son of King Nabi. So not only did he fulfill the desires of King Nabi and the priest, but he did more than that. Just as the Supreme Lord responded to Dhruva, and he wanted a kingdom greater than his father's or his grandfather's or whatever. So actually, the Supreme Lord granted that also by giving him a spiritual place, that is Svetadvipa and Dhruva Loka. So he gave a better kingdom than anyone could imagine, a non-earthly kingdom. So in this way, even for persons who have material desires but also have devotion, the Lord will respond in remarkable ways, more remarkable than we would think of. So it is impossible for normal people to conceive of having the son as, Lord as one's son, because the Lord is spiritual and we have material bodies. How can we produce a son from our material bodies? Similarly, it was difficult for Vasudeva and Devaki to understand how the Lord has become our son, because they saw Vishnu appear. So it was very puzzling for them also. And so we cannot explain this to anybody in the material world, so therefore withdraw this form and become like a normal child. Everyone will mock us. So it is difficult for people to even conceive of how the Lord can become the son of a person who's got a material body. So this is one of the reasons why King Nabi would never even ask such a thing. He would say, I want a son who's similar to the Supreme Lord. But I could never dream of demanding this Lord become my son. So the Lord, of course, is the possessor of Achintya Shakti, inconceivable powers, remarkable powers. And therefore he can do anything. So he can appear anywhere he wants by any means. And this way he can become the son of anybody. So this is what he does for, in the case of the king, King Nabi. So nothing should not think it surprising. Now, of course, the position of Vasudeva and Devaki is a little different because they are actually eternal associates of the Lord. Nevertheless, they are still not the Supreme Lord. So in one sense, how is it possible that they can give birth to the Supreme Lord? A jiva or a shakti can give birth to the Supreme Lord. No one can. So the birth of the Supreme Lord is not a real birth. It is simply a manifestation of the Lord. He appears, but he's eternal. So he never is created by in any case. So he can appear and be born anywhere he wants. It looks like a birth, but actually he's eternal. So he can appear as Rishabhadev, or he can appear as Narsimhadev or anyone else. So actually the form is eternal, but he simply appears in the material world at a certain time for his purposes. So sometimes he appears and he becomes the son of someone like, but here we find King Nabi and Merudev, or he is the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. So sometimes he appears as a son actually of someone else, even though he's eternal. Sometimes he just appears, as in the case of Narsimhadev. He just appears. He has no father or mother. He just makes an appearance in a column. So, in any case, whether he appears through a mother and father or not through a mother and father, he's actually eternal, and he has no birth. So he's not produced from a mother and a father in the normal way in the material world. So this is the nature of the Supreme Lord. Though he appears to be born, he's actually eternal. So, out of his great mercy, he can appear in this way to give satisfaction to King Nabi and his wife. He can appear in this particular way. Now, of course, apart from that, he does have other purposes. So when the Lord appears, he usually satisfies many purposes at once. So of course, the main purpose is to satisfy his devotees because they long to see the form of the Lord. In this case, he also wanted to satisfy King Nabi, who wanted a son like the Lord, and of course the priests. And in this way, guarantee that there was a line of kings to rule over the earth. Of course, apart from that, then, the Lord may have other missions, such as killing demons or upholding Dharma, etc. In this case, there is no big demons to kill. We don't hear of Nabi being attacked by demons or anything like that. So there was no cause to appear in that way. So the Lord did not have to appear to kill demons. He didn't have to take such a form like Ramchandra or Krishna or Narsimhadev, etc. They kill demons and they have a particular form for that. But at the same time, he can come to uphold Dharma and teach Dharma. So many of the avatars of the Lord are of this type. They are teaching a particular type of Dharma. They don't do activities of killing demons and showing fantastic feats like that. So they're more like sages. So we see many sages, such as Vyasadeva or Dattatreya, or even Hamsa. He just teaches, even though he's in the form of a swan or a bird, teaches. So some of these forms don't do extraordinary deeds, but they do teach. They just give teachings and show extraordinary conduct for human beings to follow. So that is the case here of Rishabhadev. He rules the kingdom and then he renounces the kingdom and displays great detachment from the material world. That is Paramahamsa Dharma. He completely gives up everything and simply lives in the forest. So that activity itself is a type of teaching for the people of the world. So this is the another purpose of Rishabhadev's appearing, the Supreme Lord appearing, Rishabhadev. So, and the medium, of course, of doing that is this incident where Nabi desired to have a son like the Supreme Lord. So therefore the Lord appears. So in this form, Rishabhadev does not show extraordinary powers. He's more like a human being. And now he is a king for a while, and then he takes on the conduct of a great sage and goes to the forest and practices austerities, etc. So he's simply showing a type of conduct for others to follow, as you would like a human being. So, in this way, the Supreme Lord satisfies many purposes by his appearance in the material world. In any case, even if he may look like a human being, we should also understand he is not ordinary. He is different from human beings. So here it says that Amsakalaya, the portion of his portion, he will appear in this material world. So he has very special powers. But at the same time, he does not show the same powers as Narasimhadev or Ramchandra, for instance. So according to the purpose, different avatars will manifest different amounts of qualities. Of course, they're all supreme lords, so we cannot say that they're different persons. But the Lord takes different forms and manifests different amounts of qualities in these forms. That's all. So, in that way, the avatars are also class, from higher to lower. And the full manifestation is Krishna. And then after that, we get Ramchandra and Srimadev and Kurma and Matsya, Hayagriva, etc. And then near the bottom we get the sages, etc., who don't display many qualities at all, but you just give some teachings or whatever, like Gatatreya or Rishabhadev or Mohini avatar, whatever. They don't appear for very long and they carry a certain function and they disappear. So in this way the Lord can appear in many forms and performs many different functions as for a particular purpose at a particular time. So this particular form, he appears like a human being, and his remarkable feature is complete detachment from the material world. So sometimes the Lord appears as a great king like Ramchandra, and here he does the opposite. He gives up everything and performs severe austerities in the forest. There's another form like that is Narayana. The Lord comes as Narayana and also does austerities and shows attachment in the material world. So, in this way, one side of the qualities is shown, and on the other hand, we find the opposite, where the Lord is surrounded by palaces and opulence and wealth, etc., when he's a great king, etc. So, these are different aspects that the Lord can show in different forms. But in any case, it should be understood that these different forms are not different at all, because they're all one Lord. The Lord, by his Achitya Shakti, takes these different forms, but he's not different from any of them. He is still the same person. One person. So there's not many Lords, there's only one Lord. And he has these different forms. And the forms are spiritual, so therefore they are eternal. They're also in the spiritual world. Yeah, but depending on the form of the Lord, associates will differ. And different types of associates. Here the associates are his immediate mother and father and whatever, his brothers or whatever. That's so when he comes as a sage, usually it's quite limited. In case of Kapila also. His associates only mother, father, whatever. So in other cases, like Krishna or Ramchandra, then we'll see more associates. many more associates, eternal associates appear. Yeah? So in the spiritual world, yes, they all have their own associates and devotees, etc. But when they appear in the material world, according to that particular form and function, they may not show all the associates or whatever.
So in a layman, when he reads this first sentence, how do I respond when something is asked from him? Because he has become this one.
Well, no, the Lord also appears even if nobody asks. If there is a need, he may come, even without the request. As in the case of Arsimide, he just appeared. Prahlad didn't ask, he must appear, but he appeared anyway. Sometimes, of course, they make a request, as in the case before Krishna's appearance, the Devatas and Brahma pray, like that, and whatever. So sometimes the request is there, sometimes it's not there. The Lord simply appears also. And by his own will, he may appear at certain times. So it depends on the particular avatar also. He appeared in another Manvantara, that is the sixth Manvantara, Chartusha Manvantara, which was Manvantara before Vaivasvata Manvantara. So Vaivasvata Manvantara, we're now in the 28th cycle of 4 million years. So it's 28 times 4,300,000 years plus extra, somewhere in the middle of Chakshusha Manvantara.
Lord Krishna appears every day of Brahma. Other Leela avatars appear in different specific time or this?
They also appear specific times. So all these ones up until 7th canto, all the avatars are appearing in the Swayambhuva month, first part of the day of Brahma. Most of them appear then, and in Chakshusha Manvantara we have Narasimhadev and Kurma and Matsya. And in Vaivasvata Manvantara we get Vamanadev and Parsaram, Ramchandra, and then Krishna and Vyasadeva and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Buddha.
¿Qué es lo que te pasa?